years of radio. Radio Moments.
It's 10 years exactly since Ed Stewart's final regular show on Radio 2.
I've been surprised at the depth of feeling expressed by yourselves in my leaving. Well, it's touched me and it's astounded me, but not entirely surprised me, because there's such a love of the type of music I've been playing at your request over the years that I can imagine that you're disappointed and in many cases devastated at its demise. But being an optimistic sort of person myself, well, it's been a wonderful 39 years with its ups and downs here at the Beeb.
The last regular Ed Stewart show on Radio 2 this week in 2006. He'd been on there and off there since 1968. Ed died, of course, just a few months ago, and I suspect he would have been touched and astounded about what people said then, too. In commercial radio, it's 12 years since Johnny Vaughan took over Capital London Breakfast.
They've got a good wedge on them, a massive heel. A gold zip up the back and a sort of almost like a Roman sandal kind of bands over them that's elastic with a suede behind it. They're black and they are, I have to say, one of the sexiest shoes I've ever seen, and I'm a shoe man.
That's a real thank you.
They really are quite outstanding. They beat the Alexander McQueen, you know, the shoe with the peep toe love heart in it with the pink underside, which is, I have to say, a very sexy shoe.
Johnny Vaughan, who dipped his toe in the Capital waters this week in 2004. And staying in commercial radio, what's this launching this week 32 years ago?
I'm Roger Brooks, and as managing and programme director of Viking Radio, it's my great thrill and privilege to welcome you to the most exciting event to happen in this area for a long time, the birth of a new radio station. Over the past year, the board of Viking Radio have brought together a team of professional broadcasters and supporting staff to ensure that this new radio station is comprehensive, entertaining, and informative.
That's Cool in the Gang in celebration, and let me tell you, it's a real celebration here this morning. Good morning, this is David Fuster welcoming you to Viking Breakfast. It's my privilege and pleasure to be with you each morning between 7 and 10, and coming up in the next 30 minutes, we'll be looking at the latest travel and traffic news, playing our very first Viking competition, that's Treasure Trail. We'll also be keeping you in the know with all the local happenings, and of course playing some great music as well. 16 minutes past 7, and here's some of that good music with Boy George and Culture Club.
Happy birthday, Viking. Few radio trends from America affect us too much here, thankfully, but a station that we looked at with a deal of interest arrived in New York this week in 1965.
Here is WINS General Manager Joel Chaseman.
WINS has become the first and only radio station in the New York region to present a continuing all-news service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, news is at your fingertips whenever you want it.
From the WINS News Center, this is Jim Gordon.
The News Watch never stops. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
1010 Wins, launching the all-news format in New York this week in 1965. And when Chrysalis relaunched LBC in 2002, they went across there to learn more. It's 16 years now since the final Alan Freeman Pick of the Pops on Radio 2.
October 1998, Believe, Cher. February 1999, Maria from Blondie. February 2000, Rise from Gabrielle. And don't forget to join Dale Winton for the normal Pick of the Pops tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Radio 2. Ta-ra. On 88 to 91 FM Radio 2 from the BBC.
What a performer. Alan Freeman with his last Pick of the Pops. It was a special this week in 2000. The programme, of course, now continues with Tony Blackburn. This week in 1930, it was Good Friday, and a tale emerged at the BBC, which is still told to this day.
The government didn't tell BBC News what to broadcast, but certainly there was an accepted mode about what the public should hear about. And obviously, on that day, that accepted mode and convention meant that there was nothing of significance that the public was meant to hear.
So, as a result, there was an announcement saying there was no news, and 10 minutes of piano music followed. No one has recordings and no one can prove it, but let's not let that all get in the way. This week last year, we lost Richard Wheatley.
Nobody really agrees what jazz is, so that's part of your problem, part of your opportunity, but it does mean it's a very, very broad church. So our job is to play music that will delight a very wide audience. And so we don't have a playlist as such. A lot of our music is hand-picked by presenters who are stars, they know the music.
Richard Wheatley, Mr. Jazz FM, who died this week last year. So with Chris Evans rehabilitated in radio on Radio 2 Drive this week 10 years ago...
For it's going to be a long but pleasant ride, I promise.
The first helper London child on Capital this week 40 years ago... Jamie Theakston replacing Jono Coleman on Hard London Breakfast 11 years ago.
We've come backstage to give you a bit of a rub down.
Mike Reed ending his stint on Radio 1 Breakfast 30 years ago.
That's it, thanks very much.
Pete Murray voted BBC Radio Personality of the Year 40 years ago.
And the only hours we had were the ones that were when the French didn't want them.
And famous Dutch pirate Radio Veronica beginning broadcast 56 years ago.
Come on and sail away.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.